Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Tom, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Brown. I'm calling and I'll get to my question quickly because I know you like to get through these things. My son is about 20 and I helped him get his driver's license a couple of years ago, and he's a great driver, except he had a situation come up where we're on a local road here. It's not a highway. And he was driving and a trailer truck was nice and coming the other way, stopped and said, come on ahead. And he could not see on the other side, to the right side of the vehicle, the truck, and he took a left and got broadsided and totaled the car. And he's very, very anxious. He does not drive without us, with him, one of us. He's, you know, very reticent. Oh, who's behind me?
How long ago did this happen?
It happened in the last 4 or 5 months. And, you know, I can see, you know, lack of experience is part of it, but I don't want to push him to drive alone and then have him. He's afraid he's actually going to kill someone. And I said, that's ludicrous. You're not on a highway. You're going under 35.
Well, Tom, listen. Let me just start you before we go farther in this. I think when someone tells us their fears, that they may seem ridiculous to us, but that's not a very profitable way of dealing with it, because for him it's very real. What you might say instead of that's ridiculous is, gee, how would that happen? Or what's your specific fantasy about it? Or what's your specific fear? In other words, by dismissing him, what they're doing, you're not in any way helping him to attack those fears. Because while they may seem silly to you, they seem very real to him. And so you don't want to appear to be dismissive. So, and you can certainly go back to him at this point and say, you know, when you were talking about worrying about killing somebody, can we talk about that? What specifically? And he may say, oh, Dad, I don't know. But don't let it go. I mean, that what specifically is he's, and what he's probably afraid of, Tom, is not killing someone, but being killed.
I've thought a lot about it, and you're absolutely right. I don't want to dismiss something that he feels is real and sort of cast it off as it's just in his mind.
Exactly.
It's not true.
Exactly.
I've even thought about the accident and having a discussion. It's interesting you brought that up, because I've thought of doing that and suggesting to him, gee, how do you think that could have been avoided? Because my thought as an adult, and grant you I've been driving for a while, is I probably would have, and he doesn't want to do this because he doesn't want to offend other drivers. And you know how it's different today than when we were kids. There are many more cars on the road. People have more to do, less time to stop, and they want you to get going. So my thought was, if I were ever in a situation like that, I would wave the large vehicle ahead, even though he wanted to be a nice guy and stop.
Well, I'm sure he would do it next time.
He might edge out, and I don't think that's advisable
either. But Tom, I'm not sure. I mean, the thing is, in retrospect, it's really scary. But I think that an awful lot of people would have done it, done what he
did. Oh, I would have done it.
Yeah. Look, I think let's divide this into several parts, all right? Number one is your response to your son. Let's leave that. That's issue number one. Number two is your son's response to the accident. Number three, the longer term, which obviously has something to do with number two and probably with number one as well, is your son's future ability to drive. All right, so let's make it those three different parts. Number one, I think your response to his anxiety needs to be less about you and more about him.
Okay.
And the way to do that, as I suggested, is when he says something that seems to you preposterous, instead of saying that's preposterous, say, gee, I don't quite get that. Could you explain it to me?
Okay.
And he said, well, you know, don't bother. Say, no, look, I'm genuinely interested. Explain to me how that would work. And you have to be very careful about tone of voice, because it has to not be dismissive. It has to not be pejorative. It has to not be demeaning. Because what you're really asking him to do, Tom, is to sort it through his own intellect. What he's responding to at this moment is gut. It's just emotions. And when you deny it, then it just it remains intact and may even exacerbate, because he's saying nobody understands it. And then he said, well, gee, maybe I'm crazy. So it will grow like Topsy.
Right.
So
he's not going to be open to any discussion about it.
None at all. and certainly not to you because he feels you're unsympathetic. So you can go back and revisit this and say, you know what, I was thinking about this, and I think I was not very helpful about this. And I guess because I didn't really understand what you were saying, number one. And number two, I'm your dad. I was treating you like a four-year-old. I was saying, don't be afraid of the boogeyman. You're not a child. You're not stupid. This clearly is bothering you. And I need to hear about it if you're willing to talk with me about it. So I think you may need to do a little remedial work there, not only for his sake, but for yours as well, and for the relationship. All right. So, and I think that in general, when you ask somebody, gee, can you explain it to me? I had one of those revelations when I was in college of I used to tutor a lot, and I always understood, I really loved doing it, because I always understood what I didn't understand once I had to explain it to somebody. And that's really what we're trying to get your son to do, is saying, well, I could be killed. Well, how would that happen? Well, a little old lady, or I didn't have my seatbelt on. And so, in other words, he'll begin processing that information on, number one, criteria that makes sense to him, but more importantly, intellectually as opposed to just emotionally, because right now he's just responding. It's just all raw emotion. And when you dismiss it, it doesn't touch the raw emotions and, again, may fuel it. So you need to go back and do a little remedial
work. I'll do that.
Okay. Number two, there really are classes and people who deal with essentially post-traumatic stress, and having been in an accident once, I found out about them. Of people who sit with you and say, all right, let's talk about what could have happened, what should have happened, and walk that through that. And if you live in a big city, you can probably find it. You can probably call up the DMV.
Well, believe it or not, I've looked into that, and I'm going to take a class with him. It's a one-day class.
Perfect.
The state offers this summer, and I'm probably going to be very applicable to me because I've been driving a long time, and I'm sure I'm not up to speed, I guess.
Perfect.
Is the best word.
And that's perfect. I think that's a great solution. Number three is saying to him, what I would do is back off at this moment, because a 20-year-old male who is not driving, is sooner, that's going to be a self-limiting problem. And I think you may be a little aggravated right now, and it may be that it's imposing on you to do it. But at some point it's going to occur to him. And what you can say is, look, at some point when this is really irritating to you, we'll do something about it. I'm not going to push you, because you're a mature, smart person.
Okay. We've already said that.
Yeah, and I just say, when you're ready, we'll figure out whether you get hypnotized about it.
Yeah.
Whether,
kind of like if you don't want to go to the dentist, eventually it hits you that you'll go now or later.
Exactly. So, but I think the most important of this, because you already took care of the middle issue, is let the third issue about when he's going to drive, let that be under his control, because part of this is control. Part of this is just, how could this have happened to me?
Listen, I got to tell you, part of it is I'm wondering when I want him to go out alone next, because I'll be thinking about it.
Of course you will, but he will, and it'll take care of itself. The one I really want you to focus on is the first area of going back to him and redoing
it
a little
bit. I'll ask him to explain it. Yeah.
Yeah, but apologize to him first. Say, you know what, I was dismissive of that because it scares me too, and that wasn't very helpful to you, and it wasn't very honest on my part. Can you explain that to me a little bit better?
Well, thank you very much. I'll do that, and thanks for your advice.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I mean, you hear that's been kind of the theme. If you think about it, it was a theme with Raj's call and his daughter and food. It's obviously the issue here with driving. And if we think about it, it's also the issue with North Korea and the Sony and the movie as well, as control, isn't it? You know, it's one of those issues of human life, of... And I think we tend to need control most when we feel most vulnerable, right? If you're feeling like that you can't get back what you want, or that people aren't going to like you, the control becomes a very important issue. If you feel that the world is a safe place and that most people are good and you can negotiate for what you want, you don't need control, right? So control is almost, the need for control is a statement of inadequacy and powerlessness. Something to remember when we're, especially dealing with teenagers, but kids in general, but teenagers in particular, because teenagers are sort of in that cusp between dependency and independence. And if they feel that they have no control, you know, that's my definition of a terrorist, is that following the rules doesn't buy you anything. So why follow the rules? And that's, you know, that's what happens. You have to feel that there's something in it for you. Yeah. I guess that's what I was trying to convince the guy with charades at McDonald's, that he was setting up a situation so there was nothing in it for his kid. There was no reason for his kid to follow his father's wishes. And that means that the kid could just do exactly what he was doing, which is sabotage the entire situation. See, psychology works even at Mickey D's. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio. We should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
trying to think if any of these movies are Sony movies likely to be pulled.
You got to keep an eye out for
Huh? You've got to be a little more careful. Okay, yeah, which I think the more I think about David's comment, the more I think he's right, that this really probably has very little to do with the interview. Okay, movies opening this week. And then I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a couple things right now. I'm going to tell you the movies open this week. Then I'm going to tell you my group's, the Broadcast Film Critics Association, came out with their nominees for Best Movie of the Year and whatever. And I'm going to share those as well, because we're not going to do our complete movie roundup till after the first of the year, because you guys won't have seen the movies. Mm-hmm. I'll put my list up before then, trying really hard not to influence you. You guys disagree with me roundly anyway. All right, so movies opening this week. The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies. This is the third in the trilogy. I actually don't like the Hobbit movies nearly as well as I liked Lord of the Rings. But,
okay.
I mean, you got to love Bilbo, right?
Yeah.
All right, Bilbo and company are forced to engage in a war against an array of combatants. There really are five armies. I kept track of them. And keep the terrifying Smaug from acquiring a kingdom of treasure and obliterating all of Middle-earth. Dum, dum, dum. The first one, you know, I'm not a huge Hobbit fan. I thought the first one was kind of fun. I thought the second was awful. People just running back and forth across the screen. And I couldn't keep anybody separate. And I thought it was stupid. This one's significantly better. And there are a couple of scenes in it that are absolutely breathtaking, the battle scenes. And they're saying that they took the scenes from what's his name? It just went out of my head. The guy who did Ran, Sezu Arakawa. That's not quite right, but nevertheless, the Japanese film. And there are a couple that are just heart stopping. Ian McClellan is back in this. Martin Freeman. Martin Freeman's having a great year. Richard Armitage, Kate Blanchett. This is fun. We got the dwarves back. We've got Bilbo back. So now you can watch The Hobbit and The Lord of the Ring in sequential order. Jeez, what a great thing to do. Which is the rest of your natural life.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is, the battle scenes are terrific in this. Okay? They're saying Regal Armor is going to make Thorin available as a toy. One to buy, keep in its packaging, the other to cast love spells upon. Okay, so this is a fun movie. All right, the second movie, which I thought was being released Christmas Day, but I think it's being released in some places early, including here, is Annie. All right, let me tell you about this is a hard one to review. When the music stuff... This would have been on my top 10 list except for one actor in this play, which everybody agrees wrecked the whole first half of the movie. I'm not going to tell the actor's name. It's, if you want to go to my website, it's on the website. But, you know, I just can't, it'll be absolutely obvious. It's like nobody looked at the dailies. It is excruciatingly bad. All right, I'll just leave it at that. We know the story, a foster kid. This one is upgraded to New York City, and instead of being an orphanage, Annie lives with a foster mom, and Jamie Foxx plays a business tycoon, and New York mayoral candidate makes a thinly veiled campaign move and takes her in. Jamie Foxx is great in this. Ken Vanazzi, Wallace, who's the kid from... I mean, they kind of... homogenize her, but there's some really fun things in it. Rose Byrne is in it, it's a wonderful story with wonderful music, and this casting choice was a dreadful mistake. So there we go. Apparently this is a Sony film as well.
Uh-oh.
So there we go. So basically, what can I tell you? This is, but at least this one's being released, apparently, because there are no North Koreans in it. I'll tell you my favorite joke of the movie. Well, there are actually two. One is a visual joke, which you can find for yourself. The other is that when Sandy finds, well, the first visual joke is when the movie opens, and you'll just get a kick out of it, and it really sets the tone for the movie, and I'm thinking, I was already grinning. I thought, this is going to be on my top 10 list, and then the performance from hell. And at one point they're talking about the dog, Sandy. And so this stray dog comes up, and Jamie Foxx, as Will Stacks, says, wow, that dog's a hurricane. And Andy says, let's call him Sandy. Get it? Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah, I see what they did there.
Okay, yeah. So there are a whole bunch of things like that. I mean, Bobby Cannavale is cute, and it's the first half doesn't work at all because of this performance. The second half works better. Okay. It's too bad because the songs are wonderful, the story is great, the cast is good, and it was a dreadful mistake. And it wasn't just me who said that, and I'm being kind by not telling you the person's name, but you can go to the website, and you'll figure it out if you see the movie. I mean, there's no question. Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb. I wasn't crazy about these movies to begin with. This one just feels old and tired, and basically, the first one didn't do particularly well. The first one was kind of interesting. The second one just didn't do very well. The idea that we're supposed to be saving some magic. The problem for me about this is Ben Stiller plays his Neanderthal ancestor as well. He's much better, sort of uncouth and with a lot of facial hair. I mean, this is Robin Williams is in it, which is feels awful, to be quite honest. Doesn't feel good at all. Owen Wilson. There's one scene where they have a scene at the museum, which is this big fancy party. And they have a poster that says Dark Vision or something, and they do a close-up of a table that's got all African-Americans on it. And I thought, was that supposed to be funny? It's horrible. Mm. It's just, it's an uncouth joke. And they've got one scene in the movie where everybody in the scene has died. Not in the movie, but in life. So this one was not a happy experience for me. Yeah. And part of it is knowing Robin, but for him to be remembered in this particular way, and a couple of the lines are just like jarring.
Yeah.
Mr. Turner is a very good movie. It's Mike Leigh who does great movies. Timothy Spall plays J.M.W. Turner's life, and you may not know Turner's name, but you know his artwork. He does these sort of landscapes where the sun seems to be burning through the canvas. And this was, I saw this at the same time I saw the movie about Orson Welles, which is called The Magician. And it suggests that geniuses are narcissistic creeps who have no ability to be sensitized to other people at all, which is sort of an interesting perspective, that they are not nice people. But I suppose there are some nice geniuses. I'm just not sure we know of any. This is a really good movie. Hopefully people will see it. Timothy Spall, I think, already won the British sort of equivalent of a Oscar for this. So, pick of the week, I'd probably pick. I actually like Mr. Turner the best. Annie, I suppose, for your family, except miss the first half if you can. But The Hobbit will probably be the number one movie. I'll tell you about overall movies in just a moment. When we return, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, the tank's covered.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Billy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
How are you? I'm glad I'm talking to you.
Pardon me?
I'm glad I'm talking to you.
Thank you. I can't hear you terribly well, so make sure you speak up for me, will you?
Okay. Nice talking to you, Dr. Joy. Can you hear me?
Just barely.
I'm very sorry. I had a little trouble. I met this one girl around 8 years ago. And ever since then, she's been trying to stick with me and I've been trying to leave her. And I kind of feel sorry for her, but I'm not quite sure what to do, how to leave her.
Are the two, well, you sort of put one foot in front of the other. Billy, how old are you?
I'm 4 years old, and I do want to get married.
How old is this woman?
She's 36, but the problem is she's bipolar. And last year, she smacked her father with a coffee mug across the head, and she went to jail. And I bailed her out. I bailed her out, and now, and then she became a homeless. And now she finally got a apartment through our government. They're paying for it. But I just don't know what to do, how to leave her.
Well, Billy, I mean, you can continue to be a friend to her, but you're not living with her, are you, right now?
No.
Well, Billy, look, it sounds like, first of all, she has a safe place to live, and you can sort of be in touch with her. You can be a friend. You can even send her money if you want. She can be your own, very own private charity, but that doesn't mean you have to be involved with her. You don't have to. When's the last time did the two of you see each other very often?
I take her shopping sometimes, and because she has no transportation.
Well, how often do you see her?
Probably twice a week.
Well, that's Billy. That's seeing somebody a lot. Why are you seeing her so frequently?
She'll call me and tell me, okay, please come over.
Well, Billy, you're going to have to say no. I mean, look, you have to do one of two things. You either have to decide that you're going to take care of her the rest of your life and just do whatever, or decide that you'll make a deal with her, that you'll take her shopping every other week, and you'll check in on her to make sure she's okay, that you're her friend, and that you like her, but that you're not romantically involved with her. Were you ever romantically involved with her?
I'm sorry.
Were you ever romantically involved with each other?
I was probably 7 years ago, and now she wants to get back with me. I told her no.
Well, okay. But seeing somebody twice a week, Billy, is misleading her. She thinks that if you'll see her twice a week, that maybe you'll see her 3 times a week and then maybe 4 times a week. You're seeing her much too frequently. And you can make a deal. You're just going to have to be really, really strong about this and say, look, I'm willing to take you shopping twice a month on, you know, the second and the last Friday of the month. But if you call me any more than that, I'm not going to take you shopping. That this is what I'm willing to offer you. If you want more than that, I can't offer it. And if you make it uncomfortable, I'm going to offer less. And you're just going to have to be tough about it.
I'm a very kind-hearted person.
No, Billy, you're not being kind-hearted. You're not. You're kidding yourself. Because you're doing the easy thing, and you're going to break her heart. You're misleading her. And that's not kindness. Yeah. It really isn't. You're doing what makes you feel okay. And that's not being kind-hearted. That's being selfish. It doesn't feel very good to say no to somebody, but you're not doing her any favor by seeing her as frequently as you are, because you don't care for her in that way. You don't have long-term plans with her. You're not going to do this, and you're breaking her heart, and you're breaking her heart because you can't find the backbone to say no, and that's not kind-hearted. Don't kid yourself.
I don't know if I told you, but she is bipolar.
You tell me she's bipolar. You're not going to make her less bipolar. She may need to be with a therapist, and she may need to be on medication, but you seeing her twice a week isn't doing her any good. And then, Billy, if you're not careful, when she's in her depressive phase and you haven't set it up better, she's going to threaten suicide at some point. So you're not being kind-hearted at all. This is a mistake. You're not thinking about it clearly. You have to stop doing this because it's not doing her any good. It's doing her some harm. And you can say, look, my New Year's resolution is I will take you grocery shopping twice a month. And more than that, I'll find you a therapist, and maybe I'll even pay for some of your therapy. But I'm not going to see you more than that. I'm not going to answer your phone calls. You need to find a therapist, and you need to find somebody who can help you. And I'm willing to take you grocery shopping, but that's all.
Actually, she has a therapist, but she wants me to take her to her doctor's appointments.
Well, then get her a car service or something. Find out about Uber and give her that for a Christmas present.
And the doctor, I won't let her drive yet. four or five.
Well, but there are buses and there are taxis and there are car services. Billy, you're thinking about this wrong. You're thinking about what a good guy you are, and you're not. You're misleading her. And it's not fair to mislead somebody who's as needy as she is. Do you hear what I'm saying?
I appreciate it very much.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And, you're going to have to, I'm being tough with you because you have to be tough with her. You have to be tough with yourself.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys are terrific. When I tell you the last thing in the world you want to hear, you're still polite to me. And I appreciate it more than you know. I really do.
I think he handled that pretty well.
Yeah, he did. And, the idea, that we do think, we do wrong things for right reasons sometimes. And quite often those are because we're not getting out of our own way. We're saying, well, I'm a nice person, or, I want to help them. And it's a short-term solution to a long-term problem. And if the short-term solution makes us feel better and damages the other person in the long run, that's not a good solution. Mm-hmm. And the person who's stronger probably has the obligation to think about consequence more carefully because they're in a better position to do it. Okay. All right, this has nothing to do with anything, but I promised I'd do it. So I'm just going to get it done here. I hate to go from Billy's call to movies, but what can I tell you? I promised I would get this done. All right, best picture, as I said, we're going to do our own poll, but I'm going to do it after the first of the year because some of these movies don't open until, some of them already have. But, there are a couple that don't open until either Christmas Day or the end of the year. I'll tell you what BFCA has nominated, and I'll tell you what I agree with and not. They're nominating Birdman. These are in order, alphabetical order, biological order. No, Birdman, Boyhood, Gone Girl, The Grand Budapest Hotel, Imitation Game, Nightcrawler, Selma, The Theory of Everything, Unbroken, Whiplash. I think I agree with two of those. Mm-hmm. I thought Birdman was interesting, but not a great movie. Boyhood, I like the girl better than the boy. Mm-hmm. Gone Girl is—I thought it was an interesting movie, but I'd read the book ahead of time, and that kind of—if you've read the book, you know what's going to happen, so it was a problem. The Grand Budapest Hotel, I thought was really a fun movie, but I thought it was a little movie. Imitation Game, I liked. Nightcrawler, I thought was a terrific performance. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was I'm much more interesting in giving Jake a nomination than I am in the movie. Because he was wonderful in it. Selma, I absolutely agree. Selma's my favorite movie of the year. Theory of Everything, again, performance rather than movie. Unbroken, didn't like it at all. Whiplash, definitely. So the ones that they nominated, I think I agree with two.
Okay.
I also liked, I'll tell you my list later. Best Actor, Benedict Cumberbatch, Imitation Game, Ralph Fiennes, The Grand Budapest Hotel, Jake Gyllenhaal, Nightcrawler, Michael Keaton, Birdman, David Oyelowo, Selma, and Eddie Redmayne, Theory of Everything. I'd give it to David. I just thought, as Martin Luther King, he burned a hole in the screen. I thought he was wonderful. I thought all of them were good. That's a very competitive category.
Mm-hmm.
Best Actress, Jennifer Aniston in Cake, Marion Cotillard in 2 Days, 1 Night, Felicity Jones, Theory of Everything, Julianne Moore, Still Alice, Rosamund Pike, Gone Girl, Reese Witherspoon, Wild. I think there's no question this is Julianne Moore.
Okay.
It's a bigger movie. It's a terrific performance. She's wonderful in it. It's not a very happy movie. It's a wonderful performance. Best Supporting Actor, Josh Brolin in Inherent Vice, Robert Duvall in The Judge, Ethan Hawke, Boyhood, Edward Norton, Birdman, Mark Ruffalo, Foxcatcher, J.K. Simmons, Whiplash. Again, a great category. I'd give it to J.K. Simmons. I think that was just an incredible performance, incredibly memorable. Supporting Actress, Patricia Arquette in Boyhood, Jessica Chastain, A Most Violent Year, Keira Knightley, Imitation Game, Emma Stone, Birdman, Meryl Streep, Into the Woods, Tilda Swinton, Snowpiercer. I'd give it to either Tilda or Meryl. I would put Meryl in Actress, not Supporting. I think it'll be between the two of them. I'll tell you more when we return. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I thought I'd just finish up today, since today has kind of morphed accidentally into kind of a theater day because we talked so much about the interview and Sony. Who knew? So I thought one of the things that BFCA, in theory, is the best indicator historically of who's going to win Oscars. So that's kind of a fun kind of thing. But we also have all these kind of nutty categories. I thought I would share that because they're kind of fun and most organizations don't do them. The Golden Globes is the only one I think who comes close to nutty as we do. Best Action Movie. Who else has that category? American Sniper, Captain America, The Winter Soldier, Edge of Tomorrow, Fury, and Guardians of the Galaxy. Well, Guardians of the Galaxy is certainly the most fun. Fury and American Sniper have in common that I think they're both incredibly powerful anti-war movies unintentionally. Edge of Tomorrow was, I think, Tom Cruise being terrific. And Winter Soldier was a good movie. If I had to pick one, I would probably pick Guardians of the Galaxy just because I thought it had some humor in it, which is not all that usual in an action movie. Mm-hmm. Best actor in an action movie, Bradley Cooper, who's having a great year, American Sniper, Tom Cruise, Edge of Tomorrow, Chris Evans, Captain America, The Winter Soldier, Brad Pitt in Fury, Chris Pratt in Guardians of the Galaxy. Again, I think all of them are great. I'd give it to Chris just because I thought he was adorable in it and funny.
Right.
Best actor. Yeah, it was. I mean, it was an adorable portrayal. Best actress in an action movie, Emily Blunt, Edge of Tomorrow, who's also, she's having a great year because mm-hmm. she's also in Into the Woods, and people are loving that performance. And she sings. Scarlett Johansson in Lucy, which was a surprisingly good movie. Jennifer Lawrence, yeah. Hunger Games. Hard to knock out Jen Law. Zoe Saldana in Guardians of the Galaxy. Shailene Woodley in Divergent. You know, I'd probably give it to Shailene.
Really?
Although, I thought all of them were good. That's a great category. That's probably a better category than the actresses. Although, because I think that one's not going to be close. I think it's going to be Julianne Moore. Mm-hmm. Best comedy. Now, this is an interesting look. This one, because who else would do this? Well, actually, Golden Globe says Birdman, which I don't think is a comedy. The Grand Budapest Hotel, which I think is a satire, which
Wait,
is not exactly
Birdman
a comedy.
Wait, listed as a comedy?
They do.
Wow.
St. Vincent, Top Five, which I also don't think is a comedy, and 22 Jump Street. I'd give that to St. Vincent.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, St. Vincent.
Because St. Vincent's a lovely little movie that doesn't really fit very well in many categories.
Yeah.
Best actor in a comedy, Jon Favreau in Chef, Ralph Fiennes in Grand Budapest Hotel, Michael Keaton in Birdman, Bill Murray in St. Vincent, Chris Rock in Top Five, and Channing Tatum in 22 Jump Street. I mean, I can't believe they'd actually call Birdman a comedy, because I don't think it's a comedy.
Right.
I would probably give it to Bill Murray. Just
I was
going to
say
I thought,
Bill Murray.
Yeah. He really rocked
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, he was great in that movie.
Best actress in a comedy, Rose Byrne in Neighbors, Rosaria Dawson in Top Five, which isn't a comedy. Melissa McCarthy in St. Vincent, Jenny Slate in Obvious Child, which I hated, sorry. Kristen Wiig in Skeleton Twins. I'd give it to Melissa McCarthy. I bet she was great at that and mm-hmm. showed some side of her that we hadn't seen before because somebody kept her under control, and I thought she was wonderful.
Yeah.
Best sci-fi horror movie? What do you have these? And this doesn't make any sense either. The Babadook, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, Interstellar, Snowpiercer, and Under the Skin.
Probably Interstellar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. It's the biggest and you know, the most, what's the word I want? Most ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
Best foreign language film. This is a really interesting category. And luckily, I've seen all of these. Force Majeure, Ida, Leviathan, 2 Days, 1 Night, Wild Tales. They're all really good movies. Wild Tales is fantastic. It's a movie about revenge. That is one of the smartest movies you've ever seen. Ida is beautiful. It's really transcendent. And it will probably win just because it's in black and white and it's the sort of the largest story. Force Majeure is a great look at a marriage. Leviathan is very symbolic. It was 2 Days, 1 Night, I think, is nominated as much for Marion Cotillard's performance, which is great, about a woman who is about to get fired, and the personnel get to vote on it about whether she keeps her job, and they may lose theirs or may not get a bonus. And having been in that situation a couple of times, I thought it was a very true-to-life one. I mean, this is a really great category, best foreign language film. And I would probably be content with Leviathan wasn't my favorite, but I mean I could live with any of them winning. I think Ida will probably win, but Wild Tales is wonderful. You should go see it. I know you hate reading, but still. Best documentary feature. This is also a great category. Citizen Four, which will probably going to win. Glenn Campbell, I'll Be Me, Take Lots of Kleenex. Jordan Roski's Dune. I don't remember very much about it. I saw it. I'll have to go and look at it again. Last Days of Vietnam, I said at the time, was wonderful. Life Itself is the Roger Ebert one, which is very good. And The Overnighters. So that's, again, a great category. Citizen Four will probably win in that one just because it's gotten a lot of publicity, and it was in the news for such a long time. So the music stuff, I don't know as much about. But, I mean, you can tell. So look, folks, I know there's a tendency this time of year to go for the big movies, but do go see the documentaries. I mean, they're all six of those are really, really good. We interviewed the Overnighters. Life itself is not one of my favorite, but Roger Ebert, it's an interesting story. Citizen Four, Glenn Campbell's story will make you cry. I mean, those are all really good. And the best foreign language films, Force Majeure, Ida, Leviathan, 2 Days, 1 Night, Wild Tales. As I said, I'll get my list up in the next couple of days, and then we'll take your lists after the first of the year when you've gotten a chance to see everything. All right, Best Animated Feature is the other one, which is a great category this year. Big Hero 6, Book of Life, Box Trolls, How to Train Your Dragon 2, The Lego Movie. To a certain extent, some of my favorite movies this year were either animation or documentaries. So it's really been a surprisingly, the only category that seems a little weak this year is best actress, and that's what I think Weinstein decided with looking at the categories, because I think they were not going to release Still Alice till after the first of the year, and thought, well, there's not much of a competition in this area, so let's put her in here. I didn't mention director because I thought some of the offbeat categories were more fun, but I'll tell you those because I've got a minute here. Best director, Wes Anderson in Grand Budapest Hotel, which is a wonderful movie if you haven't seen it. Ava DuVernay, Selma, favorite movie of the year. David Fincher, Gone Girl, well done movie. Alejandro G. Inarritu, Birdman, an offbeat movie that everybody's liked. It's gotten I think the most awards from every group. Angelina Jolie, Unbroken, don't really agree with that at all. Richard Linklater, Boyhood. You know, it's just such a different way of looking at a movie. As if you're not aware of it, what he did was film the same cast over once a year for 12 years, and literally watching a kid grow up. As I said, his daughter plays the sister, and I thought she was a much more interesting character. I thought the little boy was kind of, you know, was kind of bland, but I thought the daughter was great. I would have loved a movie about girlhood, maybe next year. His daughter's already grown up. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.